Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Here in the PNC studio at Halas Hall, I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, this week, Bears, Vikings, Monday Night Football. Minnesota was the last undefeated team in the league. They didn't look too good against the Philadelphia Eagles. Mike Zimmer, after the game, really called out the offensive line, called them soft. I think they're going to be ready to play, don't you, on Monday night?
Oh, I think so. I think that's one of the biggest insults a head coach can throw out there about an offensive line, calling them soft. How many times Bradford was sacked? How many times Bradford was hit? It's always the offensive line's fault. And that's the way offensive linemen, that's their mentality going into the game. You know, they went in there and they played one heck of an opponent. So now how are they going to rebound from a stiff accusation of the head coach?
Now you look at the Bears, and we all know about the injuries the Bears have had, but they seem like they're getting a little bit healthier on defense. Leonard Floyd misses two games, and then he comes and has a real good game against Green Bay, two sacks and a touchdown. And it seems like Pernell McPhee is going to be getting healthier as it goes along too. So what kind of opportunity will the Bears have facing a Vikings depleted offensive line with two guys like Floyd and Pernell?
Well, they give the defensive front a lot more versatility, and they're both two different players completely. Pernell McPhee is kind of like a defensive lineman on stilts because he's in a two-point stance. He's very aggressive on the inside of the defensive line. And then Leonard Floyd has more speed, more athleticism, more length to him. And he uses his assets very well. And so I think the contributions that both of these players can make is very helpful to defense, but it also gives them depth. If you want to put pressure on Sam Bradford, I think it can come from the outside. The offensive tackle, the tight end, the running back position is susceptible to giving up pressure. So that's when you want to have most of your weapons to be able to attack.
Let's flip it over to the other side of the ball now. Jay Cutler returns. He's been cleared from a thumb injury that cost him five starts. You played with a guy in Jim McMahon that was in and out of the lineup. I'm not saying Cutler is, but generally speaking, what kind of a boost does it give you as an offense when your starting quarterback is back in the game?
Well, it's nice because you gain arm strength. You have great athleticism out of Cutler. He's got a good understanding of this offense. He has always had a good relationship with Alshon Jeffery and Zach Miller that you want to get those guys more involved in the offense. But I think Jay can really add a lot to this offense. The senior leadership he has, his experience in going out there on Monday Night Football at home and being a solid contributor to this, to be a part of the betterment of this offense. He doesn't have to put everything on his shoulders. He just has to be a part of it.
What do Jay Cutler and the offense have to do against a Vikings defense that forces a lot of turnovers? Minnesota's plus 11 in takeaway ratio.
You know, you want to be able to run the ball effectively and efficiently, so that's a major part of the concentration of the defense is to stop the run game. And then if you can get an efficient run game, then you can open up play action pass. And then there's a lot more deception you can put at the line of scrimmage. Instead of letting these guys rush straight off the line of scrimmage, make sure they have to read somebody or some aspect of your offense before they can rush the quarterback. And again, use Jay's athleticism. You saw the effectiveness of the moving pocket with Brian Hoyer in the lineup. Keep it in there with Jay Cutler and be versatile with your offensive front rather than just being a stationary target.
Now comes my favorite part of our little show where I get Tom's take on this week's opponent, but I'm going to throw a curveball at you here. We've always talked about the Jim McMahon game. We've talked about different Bears-Vikings games, but what Mike Zimmer did, calling out his offensive line and calling them soft, really got me thinking about a certain coach from a certain team and a certain line that you played for in Mike Ditka. Was there ever a point that he did something similar? I know the answer to this, but tell me about a time when he did something similar, and how did you guys feel about it? How did you really feel about it, and how did you guys respond?
We feel awful every time you are challenged, and it was on a weekly basis. We were playing the Vikings up in Minnesota at one time, and we went into the game, and it was late in the season, maybe only two or three games left in the season. We had only given up 11 sacks throughout the season. And that night we gave up seven. Wow. And I remember reading on the scoreboard and said the Bears offensive line have given up 11 sacks thus far. Tonight they've given up seven. In the post-game speech, it wasn't a team post-game speech. It was an offensive line post-game speech. So I know what the linemen from Minnesota are going through. I know what Mike Zimmer's attitude is, because it's very similar to what Mike Ditka was. And what we did not help our offense do that night, it all fell off onto the shoulders of the offensive line. So I've sat in those cleats before in a post-game rant by the head coach.
Tom, great stuff as always. He's Thayer, I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.